This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I want to check in with the Aquarium boys. We got two Commanders fans and one Giant fan. It's almost more fun to check in with a Giant fan these days.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, what do you make of yesterday's moves? We talked to Kinlaw, and then you add Tunsil. Big move for Tunsil.
I like both moves, JP. AP said it. He said we got to address the line, and he's going to address what he said he had to address. And I think it was the right move to go ahead and get Tunsil off the trade, because we would have just been in another bargaining campaign. Because we don't know what goes on, you know, behind the doors. But I'm quite sure a lot of these guys, they was going to the best bidder, you know. So I'm kind of glad AP made those moves, and I want to see where we go from here.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely not over. A lot more to come. Heavy Metal Chris, what say you?
I love getting Jaden more pass protection. I think that is fantastic. I wanted to see more deep balls from him last season, and I think a guy like this on the blind side is going to really help that. So,
yep. All right. Christopher's in. White Brian, as a Giant fan, watching everything unfold.
He's pissed at everything.
What do you make?
Yeah, I will be happy as long as Aaron Rodgers is not a New York Giant.
How's that looking? What's going on there?
He's still the betting favorite to land in New York, which is scaring me. But the talking heads are saying Pittsburgh now.
He was just in New York.
Now, what is the... Are they going to trade up to number one?
That's been another rumor. I think the Titans want to stick with Will Levis, which would really
That's
help me out.
Incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know if Cam Ward's the guy. I know, I'm pretty sure Will Levis ain't. But you could also trade out of one and stick with Will Levis. You know, you could trade from one to three, get whatever you get, and then stick with Levis. If I was the Giants, if Cam Ward's there at three, I'm very interested. I don't know that I'm paying to go up. Mm-hmm. I do like Ward, though. Have the Giants done anything of note otherwise?
Mm-mm.
Did they sign a safety after letting the safety
signed
walk?
DeVito.
Yeah, they got Holland at safety, and they got a corner, and then they re-signed Darius Slayton.
They basically said, we're pissing Brian off this.
But didn't they let, who was the safety they let? Xavier McKinney they let walk last year, right?
And then he led the league in interceptions.
Good thing you signed one this year.
Wait. Y'all let him leave, he led the league in interceptions. You let Saquon leave, he leads the league in rushing. So y'all let people go, they go find themselves.
Yep, and they paid Darius Slayton the amount of money Saquon Barkley wanted. $36 million.
The Giants are like that girl, you know, who every guy she dates and then breaks up with, the guy marries the next chick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what the Giants are right now.
They scare people into, you better just go get hitched.
All right, let's
take some of them out there like that now, Jay.
Let's take some calls. Romeo's on the line, B.
Romeo.
What up? Where, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Arthur, right here. What's up, B, man?
What up,
man? One of my favorite players, Redskin players of all time, man. It's good to talk to you. And JP, you know, you do your thing, bro.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, but, man, I like the moves we made yesterday. I would really love to see us get Hendrickson, but if we can, and AP we trust for right now, you know?
Yeah, I'm with that.
I would also like the Hendrickson trade. I think it's still entirely possible if you're looking at if it's what we heard before, and I don't know how accurate it is, but they were interested in a late second. 61's still sitting there, and I understand if folks want to scream about building through the draft. We play.
You get Hendrickson. I don't want to hit him.
Like B. Mitch said earlier, we are building through the draft. We're using those draft picks to get a proven talent, you know?
Yeah, that's well said. And I think if you get Hendrickson, and then you're going to have to put a deal together, right? You're probably going to have to pay him, but all of a sudden, the players, the quality, the caliber of player you have added in Lattimore, Debo, Tunsil, Hendrickson. I mean, these are all pro players, man.
Yeah.
If you go back in time, I think Breer tweeted this out. Over the last few trades that Washington's done, they got Lattimore, Debo, Tunsil, and fourth and fifth rounders. They gave up 2/3, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh, and next year's second and fourth. So if you start,
right,
if you cancel out what would be the fourth and the fifth for 2/3.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A sixth and a seventh and a second and a four next year, you got Lattimore, Debo, and Tunsil.
You work, yes, baby.
You're at least working.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a process, and it's going to take a little bit of time, you know, to get it really where we want it. But while we got this rookie quarterback, top five quarterback, where we got him at right now, this is the time to make those moves.
Thanks for the call, Romeo. Appreciate you, Romeo. Man. I think if you're not happy about Kinlaw, I can at least like entertain that conversation. But you've got to allow for Peters and Quinn to have their own evaluation of it.
Yeah. And I'm like this, man. If you're saying Adam we trust, tell something goes wrong, don't judge him based off of what the past was. You know what I mean? The man has been hitting for you.
Yeah, I mean, the Lattimore trade didn't go well last year, I don't know how it's healthy not complete the guy yet, is. Though. Yeah, I think you got to see him healthy. Let's go to Rick in D.C.
Rick, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're good, yeah, buddy. How you feeling?
Bro? I'm good, man. All right, so I got a couple questions, but first I want to say I love the Tunsil trade, and I really think the Kinlaw trade is actually underrated. Purely off of size, I really love Kinlaw just as a big body in the middle. But my questions for y'all is, how do y'all feel about the height situation with the receivers and what's going on with this corner and safety issue? When are we going to address it? I think as a team, we're still a little too old, so I kind of want to get a little bit younger, and I know that's probably going to come with the draft, but the draft picks are slowly decreasing, so what are we going to do about this?
You talking about the height situation with the receivers, you said?
Yeah, because we got Terry is what, 6 foot? I think Debo is 6'1". As of right now, I guess we still got Noah Brown, but everybody else, I mean, who else do we have? I want somebody like 6'3", 6'4", 6'5".
The question I would ask is why?
Because I feel like
I hear people say that all the time, and then I start running around the league, and I see a lot of people 5'10", making plays all day, 6 feet, making plays all day. I don't think it makes a difference when you're beating the people.
So my question to you, B. Mitch, is those 5'10 receivers that you see that are making big plays, who are their complementary receivers looking like? Are they also 5'10", 5'11", 6 foot, or are they also on the taller side to where they create? My thing is, I don't need a huge big name at 6'5". I just need somebody that's going to bring attention to them. And if they're tall enough, they're going to create attention.
I care somewhere between your point and Brian's point, I guess. I care. It'd be great to have a tall receiver. I'm with you. But I don't care if it's a big name. You're better off having good receivers than necessarily tall receivers. Because
I respect it.
If I can, my man Jeff, who did you once call for a 10? Was it a 10 touchdown season or just a 5 touchdown season?
10. No, 5.
It was 5.
Who was that?
It was Cam Carroll.
And it was Cam Sims.
And Cam Sims.
He was 6'3", right?
6'5". He was tall.
And I don't think he garnered attention or was good enough.
I'm not mad at the prospect of tall receivers. I hear what you're saying and like it. I like it in the hypothetical space. But what I care more are good receivers on the field.
But you know,
I 100% agree. I just think maybe one receiver that's maybe 6'3", 6'4", and we should be straight. But my main issue, because we just did a whole lot. That Tunsil trade made a big difference, whether people believe it or not. So I'm not really too stuck on offense. I know y'all don't like bashing names, but I do not want to go with Quan Martin, Percy Butler, and Benjamin St. Juice on our defense going into 2026.
St. Juice is a free agent.
He's a free agent?
He's not here next year, for sure.
I think Quan's a really good player.
But see, I just like.
But do you think that there are ones? I love them as players.
And Quan,
but not
sure.
As our ones.
I think,
this time last year, people had those same questions about Chin.
I think Quan played
better. I love Chin.
Go back a year ago, and we had people from Carolina that were like, oh, that dude can't help you. So,
That's true.
You also got to see what people look like in this system. I mean, specific, you want to talk about a tall wideout. Do you want Keenan Allen? I think he's like 6'3", isn't he?
Yeah, I told you I like Keenan. Yes. But the reason I like Keenan, not because he's 6'3", because he's a good receiver.
Right.
See, I've heard that all my life, and I've been on a lot of football teams. I've seen a lot of football. Ain't a lot of 6'3 receivers. You got them. It's more of them that are shorter that could just cook people than the tall ones that cook people. You know, you had Randy Moss come along. We had T.O. come along. We got my man right now. Went back to Cincinnati.
Chase or Higgins?
Yeah, Higgins. But if to say you got to have one, they don't have 32 of them a year that's real good at 6'3", 6'4". They don't have 16 of them a year.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the call, fellas.
Yeah, it's a good call, man. Thank you. It's a good conversation.
Yeah, I like it.
There's obviously stuff people want. Quick break. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. We're taking your calls when we return. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.